True Black History Museum curator Kayla Saffold is gently wrapping up a set of iron shackles. An African slave wore these heavy, rough manacles on a plantation in the 1700s.
I try to just make sure that I'm as careful as possible, just because of the meaning behind it and the history behind it. It's a very humbling experience to be able to even have access to, you know, history, things that my ancestors went through.
The shackles were one of the oldest artifacts of the True Black History Museum. The most modern included media from Kamala Harris's 2024 presidential run. The museum was on display for one half day at USI before heading off to New York for another event. Projected in the background are select videos highlighting different sides of black history, like Motown and hip hop.
I think it's just deeper history, things that people really don't know. I feel like school education might just be kind of surface level as far as black history. Because usually, you know, growing up, there's things, you know, you only hear about, you know, Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King. So just having all this available for the shackles, for example, you know, those are hard to come across. And just to actually see those things, I believe that is the
Saffold says there have been a variety of reactions from visitors.
Depending on the population, a lot of the younger kids that we do the exhibits for, it's been more of just shock and just anger. So it's interesting to see everyone's different reaction.
Saffold says the plantation slave shackles have made the biggest point.
First black U.S. Secretary of State.
Students Nautica Watley and Jasmine Rowland are perusing the museum, taking photos with their phones. The idea of a deeper dive into history resonated with them. Here's Watley.
I think that schools like to sugarcoat stuff and not tell you what the reality is. And yeah, I think it's good to learn what actually happened so we can learn and grow from it.
I really appreciated the many artifacts they had, like as far as like books, music, even like signed artifacts. It was really cool to like see things from other eras.
Rowland is referring to artifacts like a signed microphone from rapper Ice Cube, or even sculpture art created hundreds of years ago. The museum as a whole has more than 5,000 artifacts, and these are split between a few teams that travel the U.S. separately to different events and locations.
Well, why do you think it's important to have such an exhibit now in 2025?
I gotta choose my words carefully.
This is USI Multicultural Program Advisor Deontay Turnley.
Obviously, a lot of changes have been going into effect in 2025. Several things around topics of diversity as well, including history of different cultures and that kind of thing. So it's important.
To be clear, there's no talk of eliminating such educational opportunities, but he says the concerns have been raised by students.
There is always in the back of your head that question of, well, if the people that fund the university want to go in a different direction, how does that affect it? There's so much more history in between original slavery back in the 1800s to present day and things continuing to go on, it's important that students be able to understand and recognize where we were in order to see where they're going.
While the physical museum has moved on, you can see some of those artifacts at trueblackhistory.com. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tim Jagalow.